from KQED.
From the Sacramento studios of KQED Public Radio, I'm Dave Iverson. In our first half hour this morning on Forum, two candidates for Congress, Democrat John Garamendi and Republican Kim Vann, join us. They're competing in the newly redrawn 3rd Congressional District, and we'll talk to them about the key issues facing the next Congress. And then in our second half hour, Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones joins us. We'll talk with him about consumer protections for ever-increasing health insurance rates. A congressional debate, and then the insurance commissioner. Ahead on Forum after this. From the Sacramento studios of KQED Public Radio, I'm Dave Iverson. The race for the White House heated up this week, but the battle for control of Congress is hardly on the back burner. In California, there are a number of congressional races drawing close attention, and one is the newly redrawn 3rd Congressional District, which stretches from Fairfield to the south, up through Davis, and then sweeping up the valley, and then eastward into the Sierra foothills. The race to represent the 3rd is between Democrat John Garamendi, who currently represents the 10th Congressional District, but because of redistricting is now running in the 3rd, and Colusa County Supervisor Republican Kim Vann. Supervisor Kim Vann, are you with us?
I am, and I need to apologize. I have a pretty bad cold this morning, so I'm going to do my best not to cough.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. And Congressman Garamendi will be with us, I understand, in just a few moments. But let's begin with a couple of questions, and then we'll fold in Congressman Garamendi when he joins us. I want to ask you first about something that came up in the news this morning, which was a comment that President Obama made yesterday, which was that Washington can't be changed from the inside, the president said. It can only be changed from the outside. And the presidential candidate from your party, Governor Romney, quickly jumped on this and said, well, then why bother to run, essentially, if you don't think change can happen from inside Washington. What's your view on that? As someone running for Congress, I assume you believe that Congress can make changes within Washington.
Well, I absolutely believe that we can make changes in Washington from within side and from the outside as well. I mean, the reason I would say that most of us run because we don't believe that things are being done correctly or that the country isn't going in the right direction. I mean, that is definitely one of the reasons for this race. I mean, I have this wonderful 9-year-old son, and I just truly did not believe that we were going to really live the best America possibly could, to our children and our grandchildren. So I absolutely believe that we can make those changes. I mean,
and then let me ask you about the other comment that has been so much in the news, and this one comes from your nominee, which is, of course, the famous 47% comment that he made, which is that 47% of Americans are dependent on, quote, the government who believe they are victims. Do you disagree with your nominee on that question?
You know, I look at it very differently. It's we are in an environment that we aren't creating jobs. It's sad that we are even having to have that discussion, and what we should be focusing on is that those people don't have good, solid jobs to be going to. So if we created more jobs and created more opportunities for people to be productive and innovative in the workforce, we wouldn't even need to be having this discussion.
I understand the point, but I'm still curious to know whether or not you disagree with Governor Romney on that point. As you know, a number of senatorial candidates, Scott Brown in Massachusetts, Tommy Thompson in Wisconsin, and other Republicans have said they don't agree. So do you agree or not with Governor Romney on that point?
Do I agree or not whether or not people will be voting for him?
That 47% of Americans believe they are victims.
No, I don't believe that people that 47% of Americans believe they're victims. You know, I can't say that I believe that 48% of Americans believe they're victims. I don't think that those two statements go well together. I think people want to be working Americans to create this country we possibly can for all of us. And you know that's people are good people and they have the best of intentions. People want to make a difference.
Colusa County Supervisor Republican Kim Vann joins us this morning. She's a candidate for the newly redrawn 3rd Congressional District. We expect Congressman John Garamendi, who currently represents the 10th, but because of redistricting is now running in the 3rd, we expect him to join us
shortly. John Garamendi is on.
Okay, Congressman Garamendi, happy to have you come back with us. I was just asking Ms. Vann about the statement by Governor Romney, the famous now 47% of Americans believe that they are victims and are dependent on government. Assume, of course, that you disagree with that comment. Weigh in, please.
Well, it's disgusting. It is a disgusting comment about America. I mean, this is a great country. This is the best country in the world, and Americans are the hardest working people in the world. Now, there's a lot of people that are unemployed. They want to go back to work. And the program that the Democrats have put forward, in fact, the president's jobs program, would put Americans back to work, but Republican Congress and the Senate have blocked the effort that would put people back to work. They simply are saying no as we attempt to put people back to work. In addition to that, there are many, many people have worked their entire life. They're on Social Security. They're on Medicare. And they have paid for those programs. And I don't know what in the world Romney was thinking when he made those comments. And there are another group of people that are unable to work for a variety of reasons, disabled, mental issues, who knows. Those people are unable to work. And as a sensitive, compassionate country, we do provide for them, and we should continue to do so. The unemployment insurance is a great program that gives people the opportunity to sustain themselves through their period of having lost a job. So Romney could not be more wrong on this, but the really important point here is it is a clear indication of where he and, unfortunately, many of his colleagues in the Republican Party want to take this nation. They see two nations. They see the country club nation, and then they see the rest of the working, the middle class.
Let's focus in then on how you would both. Yep. Let's focus in, if I might, on how you would then both bring about changes in that and make for greater opportunities and for more jobs. Yep. You heard Congressman Garamendi say, Kim Vann, that it's been the Republican Congress that has blocked progress towards creation of jobs. If you are elected as representing the 3rd Congressional District, how will you go about trying to create more jobs for people in the 3rd District?
Well, I'll do it the very same way I've done it as a county supervisor. Get the government out of the way. Make sure that the businesses understand what the rules are, not constantly changing the game and changing the rules through overreaching regulations. Making sure that we have a good, solid tax code that people can understand and follow easy. And making sure that businesses know that they are in an environment to thrive, making sure that they feel safe and secure in the decisions that they're making for the future of their company. Look, I've been visiting with businesses, all over the 3rd Congressional District. We were just visiting one in Davis about 3 days ago, and they're in a position, they're a software engineering company, and they're in a position to hire several new engineers. But they are so fearful of what our economy is going to do and what the government is going to do to them that they're unwilling to grow their business even though they can because they don't know what the environment is going to be like for them next year. So we need to make sure and set the tone for these businesses so that they feel comfortable in reinvesting in their businesses and reinvesting in this country.
And Congressman Garamendi, I'm curious about how you would go about embarking upon creating more opportunity, given the sort of paralysis that we've seen in Washington. President Obama said, in fact, yesterday that he doesn't think change can really happen from inside Washington, that it can only change from the outside. I assume running for Congress, you disagree with that and that you think change can happen. But how can it happen? How can you break through the sort of partisan gridlock that we've seen the last few years?
You're going to have to get the votes to do something. And what we've seen over the last 2 years that the Republicans, actually the last 4 years, the Republicans have blocked every effort to move this economy along. The president last fall, a year ago, proposed the American Jobs Act that had it passed, had 2,000 in the classroom, would be repairing schools, $50 billion of infrastructure projects, roads, sanitation facilities, water facilities. So all of these things are important, but I have a very, very specific proposal that we're working on, and it is this. spend our tax money on American-made products. This is really something that can make a difference. In Sacramento, Siemens, the big German manufacturing company, has built a manufacturing plant to build 70 locomotives for Amtrak. This is part of the stimulus money, revamping the Amtrak system with new locomotives, 100% American-made. It actually works, and it's putting people to work. That's a taxpayer dollars being spent in America on American-made equipment. And my bill would simply say that your gasoline tax, when you buy a gallon of gasoline, that money is going to be spent on steel, concrete, buses, trains that are made in America, 85% American-made. And when you go put a solar project up, if you want a tax credit, then you're going to have an 85% American-made solar system. Spending our tax money on American-made. Not a new idea. Actually, an idea that goes back to George Washington and Alexander Hamilton. In Alexander Hamilton's industrial plan in 1790, he laid out that exact same policy. It's kind of like the founding fathers knew what to do, so let's go do it. These are specific things. This is just one part of what we call Make It in America, restoring the American manufacturing program and industries in the United States. This is a Democratic program. We have been blocked in the House of Representatives by the Republican Congress on our effort to instill and rebuild the American manufacturing sector.
And Kim Vann, on the Republican side of this question, I'm curious again about how you make things work within Congress. You've heard Congressman Garamendi make the point that so little has happened because of Republican opposition. I'm curious, if you go to Congress, can you give me an example of something you could do that would work across the aisle so that something could actually happen inside the Beltway?
Right, of course. Well, you know, being a nonpartisan county supervisor, I've been able to build coalitions to get things done. Look, we come from Democrats, Republicans, and independents who serve on Board of Supervisors, and we have been able to work together to do the best for our county that we can possibly do. And that is proof in the fact that we've been able to build a new college in my county. This is the first college that we've ever had in our county, and we did that with bipartisan support. We were able to build a power plant in our county, and again, we did that with bipartisan support. So when the congressman talks about the Republicans not being willing to come across the aisle in bipartisan support, he did the same thing. 2 years ago, when the president and the Congress came to agreement on a bill, he not only opposed the bill, but he criticized the president for reaching across the aisle and coming to a compromise with the Republicans. And that's part of the biggest problem. We have to be able to set aside our partisan politics and really figure out what America needs to start moving forward. And that's not more regulations. That's not putting more demands on businesses. That's not telling businesses where they have to buy products. This is getting out of the business's way so that we can allow them to do what they do best, which is their industry.
Let's take a couple of calls from our listeners this morning, one of whom I think wants to chime in on that very topic. Let's go to Doug first, who's calling in this morning. Doug, go ahead.
Yes. Hi. I was interested in questioning Supervisor Vann's point of view that fear of higher taxes and decent regulation is what's got entrepreneurs fearful about expanding their businesses. Those policies have been the largest part of our government in the last 10 to 20 years, and they haven't worked very well. What seems to me to be the thing that's the biggest problem for entrepreneurs is lack of demand in the economy. We need more people who have decent jobs that can spend money at local businesses. And that's where the failure of Supervisor Vann's point of view comes across to me.
Okay, Doug, let's get a response from Supervisor Vann first and then to Congressman Garamendi.
Well, if people don't have jobs, if businesses aren't growing the economy to create jobs, then people don't have the money to spend in the respective businesses that he just mentioned. You know, it's, you know, he's caging it as a chicken and egg debate, but if you don't have a job, you're not earning the money to spend it in the businesses. So you have to have a good job first to be able to spend the money.
And Congressman Garamendi, your view on the question of regulatory pressure and the way in which that affects employment? Congressman Garamendi?
Yep. Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
The question actually has to do with a variety of things. As I said earlier, the American Jobs Act that was proposed by the president went a long way to providing 1.5 million new jobs in the United States while dealing with the tax issues that confront this nation. We also need to understand that the Republican proposals, lockstep, I mean, all the Republicans, save just four, voted for the Ryan Romney Republican budget, which actually would cost the United States 4 million jobs in the next 3 years. 4 million people would lose jobs as a result of the Republican budget, the Ryan Romney Republican budget. And the infrastructure that we need would be diminished. We wouldn't be able to build the roads. A significant reduction in transportation spending, a significant reduction in education spending, 20% reduction in the federal government's expenditures on education. These are the kind of things that don't get us anywhere. And with regard to regulation, not all regulation is bad. Some of it doesn't make sense. Those ought to be eliminated. But regulation is the rules that govern the way in which commerce takes place in the United States. You can see what's happening in the NFL. You do not have good enforcement of regulations. You get chaos. And so you need to have a clear regulatory environment, one that sets the clear rules. We know what happened when you deregulated Wall Street. My God, we had the greatest crash since the Great Depression as a result of the deregulation of Wall Street. You need clarity in the rules, and some things need to be said, no, we're not going to allow that to happen. That's what laws are all about. As for my legislation, the Make It in America legislation, apparently Ms. Mann thinks that our tax money ought to be spent on goods that are made in China. No, I'm
well,
not
let's
there.
let's let Supervisor Van respond to that accusation, and also, if you would, Supervisor Van, to Congressman Garamendi's belief that the Paul Ryan budget would result in a decrease in jobs because of less spending on government infrastructure, education, and the rest.
Well, first of all, I think we should buy absolutely as much as we possibly can that is made in America, and so what the congressman said is just flat out false. But I don't believe that forcing businesses to buy from American-made companies when we aren't fixing the core problem of why businesses don't want to be doing business here and manufacturing in this country is just another Band-Aid on a wound that we are unwilling to address. We just keep putting Band-Aids over and over and over on the same wound, but we adamantly refuse to address why businesses are not functioning at a high level in this country. We are over-regulating them. We are over-taxing them. We are not giving them the confidence that they need to grow their business. And adding another regulation is not going to fix that.
Let me ask you both another question, because it has been such an important part of the ongoing debate in this country over really since the Supreme Court ruling, and that's, of course, regarding the Affordable Care Act. Supervisor Van, would you support your fellow Republicans in an effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act in its entirety if you're elected to Congress?
Yes, I will support my colleagues in repealing the Affordable Care Act. Look, this comes down to another situation where there are some really good parts of it with some well-intentioned outcomes. But you can't put...
Well, that sounds like you do support part of it then. Is that correct?
I said there are some good things in it. But this bill was put together with politics in mind first, not the relationship between the patient and the doctor. When we're dealing with people's health care, the first and the most important aspect of that needs to be the relationship between the patient and the doctor and what's best for the patient. And that's not how this bill was put together. This bill was put together with politics in mind first, and it will not be the best health care system when it was designed to move forward an agenda and not put my health care first.
And Congressman Garamendi, on why you continue to be supportive of the Affordable Health Care Act.
Well, I was the insurance commissioner in California for 8 years, and I understand what the private health insurance companies can do to people. In fact, it is the Affordable Health Care Act that forces the insurance companies to provide insurance. We have 435,000 young adults in California that are insured as a result of the Affordable Health Care Act. We have 354,000 seniors that are getting drug that pay over 300 million. 3 million of those seniors have received free prevention care. 73 million to be received rebates from insurance companies that have overcharged customers. And 4.5 million Californians will no longer face lifetime limits on their insurance. The Affordable Care Act had a very, very important portion of it, and that's called the Patient's Bill of Rights. I only wish I had that law available to me. Call it a regulation. I only wish I had that law available to me when I was insurance commissioner so that I could force the private health insurance companies to honor their policies, to honor the contracts that they had. But they ran away from it. And doctors had to go to the insurance companies to get permission to do certain treatments. That's no longer the case. What we have in the Affordable Health Care Act is 40 million Americans will be able to get insurance. And there will be a marketplace established in this exchange program that allows people to shop for insurance and be part of a large pool so that they're no longer isolated as individuals. It is an extremely important program, and there are very significant benefits for small business in this program. Significant cost reductions and subsidies available for small businesses that wish to provide insurance.
And Congressman, let me hold you there, if I might, because we just have a few moments left, and I need to let Supervisor Van respond. Go ahead, Kim Van.
I would love to know what smaller, medium-sized businesses the congressman has talked to lately that has said that to him. I think when...
Hang on, Congressman. Let Supervisor Van finish, and then I'll get back to you. Go ahead.
You know, when you're mired in Washington, D.C. politics and you're not out interacting with the business community, or you've never run a business, or you've never actually worked in a business, I don't know how you can assume to know what businesses want. This is terrifying businesses. They don't know what to expect from the cost that they are going to have to face under these laws. They are cutting jobs because of this. Small and medium-sized businesses are not taking this and saying, oh, this is going to help us, or this is going to work better for us. They're cutting things for their employees. They're cutting health care for their employees. You're punishing the companies, the good companies that already have health care in place for their employees. The business I was meeting with in Davis last week said their premiums have gone up 30%.
And Supervisor Van, I'm going to hold you there as well. Sorry to have to interject so much, but we're short on time. Congressman Garamendi, a quick 20-second rejoinder, and then we'll have to wrap it up.
Well, I'm just going to what Ms. Van said is not the case across America. In fact, businesses are finding this to be beneficial. It's a way for them to provide insurance and to become competitive in hiring, and that's a fact all across this nation. Indeed, there are some that take advantage of this to you do it. One more point I want to make is slightly different, and that is the Republican Romney-Ryan budget will terminate funding for public broadcasting. So we better get these debates in right away.
Well, we don't. I'm going to hold you there because we really don't need to get into the question of funding of public broadcasting. Appreciate the point, but we don't have time to go there. I'm sorry we don't have more time to extend this debate. It's a fascinating one. Important race between Democrat John Garamendi and Colusa County Supervisor Republican Kim Van. Thanks both very much. Good luck to both of you in the race ahead to represent the 3rd Congressional District. This is Forum on KQED. I'm Dave Iverson.